If a storekeeper is selling sugar straight out of the barrel, you know, it's not prepackaged like it is now, you'd say that sugar's being sold how?
The book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or what about, we were talking about things that you could put on biscuits, like syrup. Sometimes you could put something else on it.
So, butter.
Uh-huh, butter and this stuff.
Cheese sometimes.
Yeah, cheese sometimes. And this stuff, you know, out of a bottle, it's thick, made out of different kinds of fruit. You might put some blackberry...
Jelly.
Some jelly on it, okay. What do you have on the table to season your food with?
We have salt, pepper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about if I have a bowl of fruit, let's say some peaches and some apples, and I offer it to you and say, well, why don't you have a peach? You might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me...
some of the apple.
Mm-hmm. Or give me an apple, something like
apple.
That. Okay. Or let's say, talking about some boys who had done something, you might say, well, it wasn't these boys. It must have been one of
his boys.
Mm-hmm. Or not these right here. It must have been
some of them.
Uh-huh. Okay, one of those, yeah. Something like that. Okay. Or what about if you're telling me where somebody lives, you might say, well, he doesn't live here. He lives
yonder.
Mm-hmm. Or over there or something
over
like that.
There.
Okay. Or if you're trying to tell me how to do something, you might say, well, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is?
Poor.
Mm-hmm. And then I might say, well, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life's hard on a man.
See, now if he got money.
Uh-huh. If a man
has
plenty. Mm-hmm. But life's hard on a man
that hadn't got it.
Okay. Well, what about if you have a lot of peach trees, you'd say you have a what?
Orchard.
An orchard. Mm-hmm. Or let's say, I might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
He was richer and good shape.
Okay. Talking about peach trees, what kind of fruit do you have growing around here?
Well, we've got pecans and pears and peaches. Blueberries, blackberries. I reckon that'd be a fruit, though, would it? A blackberry.
Could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to have cut down?
Cherry
tree. What do you call that hard part inside of a cherry that you might crack a tooth on?
It'd be the seed, I reckon.
Seed of it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned
plums too. We had plums.
Yeah, plums.
I had a tree just loaded down with plums.
Is that right?
Last year.
Is that right? You mentioned
this year. I mean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned peaches. What do you call that hard part of on the inside of a peach?
The seed.
Mm-hmm. Is there a peach around here that where the meat of the peach is real tight against the seed?
Yeah, that's a clear seed and a. Oh, one of the bushes over the clear seed, mm-hmm. And the other one's I can't think.
Is it called a cling?
Cling.
Mm-hmm. Cling stone. Is it cling stone or just a cling peach?
Cling.
Okay. What about after you eat an apple, what do you call that part that you throw
core.
Away? That's the core. Have you ever heard of people taking apples or peaches, something like that, and cutting them up and drying those parts?
Yes, dried apples and dried peaches.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call those snits?
Before?
Have you ever heard them call them snits?
No, I don't remember that.
Haven't heard them call that, okay. You mentioned, you were talking about peanuts the other day. Have you ever heard people call peanuts anything else?
Penders.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here call them ground peas ever?
Ground peas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about anything else?
Goobers.
Goobers. Uh-huh. Okay. Talking about peanuts, what other kinds of nuts do you have? You mentioned peanuts and pecans.
We've got walnuts and, mm-hmm. And let's see, pecans and walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts. chinky pins, and another, some other kind of thing like a chinky pin. What is that?
Now, what is that you're talking
it's
about?
It's bigger than a chinky pin. You know what a chinky pin is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little berry about this big that's good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little hard hull around. You can just take him out and break the hull. Mm-hmm.
They grow on a tree or?
Sort of like a peanut, except they grow on trees.
Hmm.
And again, a hull like, and just plumb bunch of stickers around it. I mean, you have to be careful not to get them in your hands.
Yeah.
We used to have a tree out here that made just a lot of them.
Is that right?
And a lot of them grew from the rivers around here.
Mm-hmm.
Creeks.
Mm-hmm.